The borough election is October 3rd, and there are many opportunities to serve this year. Borough Clerk Debbie Thompson reported to the Borough Assembly about the 23 positions that need candidates this fall.
Hopefully, we'll have enough candidates to put somebody in every position. We have a two-year term for mayor. We have 2 3-year terms for assembly members, 2 assembly member 3-year terms, 2 school board members, 1 3-year term, 1 2-year term, 5 hospital board members, 2 3-year terms, and 3 2-year terms, 4 planning commissioners.
There are also 3 seats on each of the library, harbor, and public safety boards. Some of the seats require filling out a candidacy form and a fundraising exemption form with the borough clerk. Other positions like the mayor, assembly, school, and hospital boards require gathering signatures to support a candidacy. Voters in 2015 agreed to remove a requirement for financial disclosure in hopes that more people would be encouraged to run for local office. As of this week, only one candidate has expressed interest so far. Richard Burke, supporter of the ATV ballot initiative, has filed to run for one of the open assembly seats. The deadline to file as a candidate, August 22nd at 5 p.m. Ballot questions may be as many as 7 this year. Citizens' initiatives on ATV use on borough roads and whether to continue adding fluoride to the local water supply will be up for a vote. That's on top of 5 other questions. One would allow the city of Kuprnoff to own and operate the dock on Kuprnoff. That would be in anticipation of the state making an offer to transfer it to that city. There are also 2 proposed changes to sales tax exemptions. One seeks to increase the sales tax cap. Another seeks to end an exemption for non-residents purchasing goods or services in person here in Petersburg and having those items shipped out of town. Another question seeks voter approval to spend up to $500,000 from Petersburg's Economic Fund for a small vessel haul-out yard in Scow Bay. And there's also a question on whether to continue a property tax exemption for buildings with sprinkler systems. That exemption is claimed on 25 structures in the borough, saving those property owners a total of $3,200 annually. It's up for a vote because the legislature made that exemption optional this year. Assemblymember Jay Stanton Greger encouraged people to vote and run for office.
Please register to vote. It is our duty as citizens 18 and older, so please do so. And if you're feeling even more inclined, submit a letter and run for office. Also a great thing to do as part of your civic duty.
The deadline for voter registration is September 3rd. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.